Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Yes, I'm back in the air chair, and it's so good to be back! Because like the title of this particular record called Tremblin', well, last week around this time, I was tremblin'! Alright, if you want to be just a bit more graphic, I was singing to what some people would call the white... Do I have to say it? You know, the white thing in the bathroom. Yes, I was quite sick last week, so I do apologize. I never made it in. Yes, I had to call in and get a rare sick day for yours truly, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave. But back in the air chair, feeling so good about that. Not trembling anymore. I'm just ready to rock as I bring you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity show. Indeed, on the Dorset record label, that's Jerry Warren and the Tremblers. Very cool tune, it's called Tremblin'. Yeah, I was trembling last week. I was feeling a bit sick and tired.
Oh, man, what you gonna do? Get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh babe. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired, fooling around with you. This is my last time telling you to change your ways. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I said. Last time telling you to stop that jive, or you will find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired, fooling around with you. In the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh babe. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Oh babe.
And of course, I was sick and tired of not feeling well. Fats Domino, love that record, Sick and Tired. Yes, I was moaning last week. That's how bad I was feeling. Definite Stone Smash. Rose Brooks. First 45 ever put out on the Soul City record label, the label that had so many hits of Johnny Rivers, Rose Brooks, and the Tim Corvall Moanin'. And kind of a funny thing about that particular record. So in 1966, you remember the big hit record of They're Coming to Take Me Away by Napoleon XIV? Well, one of the trade papers, you had several trade papers, Cashbox, Billboard, one that you might not be as familiar with called Record World Magazine. They ran a full page ad, the record label ran a full page ad in Record World Magazine touting Rose Brooks's 45 on that Soul City record label, but the other side of the record touting it as the rhythm and blues version, the soul version of They're Coming to Take Me Away. Little did that label realize that what was on the other side of the record, that was the side they should have been plugging. That's a really cool 45, Rose Brooks and a tune called I'm Moanin'. Yes, now the sound of the White Plains here on the Relics of Rarity show. Oh, it's just so good to be back. Better to be here in the studio than hugging that white throne.
My baby loves love and she's got what it takes. telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, be loved. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Oh, come on, admit it. You all love that record from the spring of 1970, White Plains and My Baby Loves Lovin'. Of course, if she really loves lovin', well, then she's ready for that lover's holiday. Slip away. I could use a little vacation there. Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson. And in the fall of 1968, that was almost a top 30 national hit record. Peggy Scott, JoJo Benson, and Lover's Holiday. And for Linda and, almost forgot, Linda and Jim Rettberg up in the Baltimore, Maryland area. I had this very cool request for Tommy Vann and the Echoes.
There isn't a promise I won't
cool request that is. Thank you for getting me to dust that 45 off. I haven't played that in a long time. Tommy Vann and the Echoes on the Academy record label. Now, nationally, they were playing the other side of the record, a tune called Too Young. But clearly, in my opinion, that was the better side, a tune called Give a Little Bit. It got a lot of airplay in regional markets. WIBG played the record in Philadelphia, and WQAM in Miami played the record. It was actually top 30, WBZ in Boston. WMCA in New York gave airplay. And I would imagine that one of the Baltimore stations, because Tommy Van being from Baltimore, that had to get a lot of chart action in Baltimore as well. Once again, Tommy Vann and the Echoes, and a great tune called Give a Little Bit. Of course, I always give you everything I've got. Philadelphia, that's for sure. The Formations out of Philadelphia, at the top of the stairs.
This is Relics and Rarities.
All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
She was 5'3". I caught her at the dance making eyes at me. We walked to the corner, I can't explain why. She made me feel like a real tall guy. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. She made my heart give a lickety-clack. Now I've got a little girl and she sure is fine. She's my loving baby, she treats me kind. She's my one and only, I've got to admit, she's my cool baby. She's my little bit, little bit. House a late last night, she said, come on daddy, let's ball tonight. She grabbed my hand and pulled me out on the floor. We rocked and rolled till 2:44. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of this.
got to make sure that the speakers are still working. Are they going to charge me for the speakers? I think I've blown the speakers. Yes, the special No Static Attic Studios, and I love that particular record. They're going back to 1958 on the Dot record label. That's Jimmy D and the Offbeats. What a great 45 that was. You're late, Miss Gaten. And if that's the first song that you heard, well, you're definitely late because Day of the Rave started about a half hour ago. So where have you been? Jimmy D and the Offbeats, and of course, before that, a former Day of the Rave Discover of the Week there. Also from 59 for that one, Bobby Lanero on the Liberty record label in a tune called Little Bit. Loving all these cool records, and last week's Mystery Oldie 45, which had that, like, you know, kind of like late 50s, early 60s sound, a 45 that, once again, played on Dick Clark's American Bandstand on Raider Record. Somebody gave it a 95, somebody gave it a 90, so it scored really well, averaging a 92.5. This was the Mystery Oldie 45. Despite scoring a 92.5 on Dick Clark's American Bandstand on that Raider record segment, it never became a hit record. That was Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry back in 1969, trying to give you that old Chuck Berry sound. A 45 that came out on the Mercury record label in a tune called Tulane, later covered by the Steve Gibbons Band. But that was the Chuck Berry version. Congratulations, Bill and Debbie Warner, Mooresville, North Carolina. Isaac Rizzo in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Linda Retberg, Tacoma Park, Maryland. Janice Lofton in Cleveland, Mississippi. Tim Williams, Edgewater, Florida. Miami Santi in Miami, of course. Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin, and down in Mexico, Mr. Howie Kaplan. They knew that Tulane was indeed by the great Chuck Berry. Here's Spanking Hour Gang. Of course, a new Mystery Oldie is coming up.
Take it, your share will be the biggest amount. There's only one way to make it, that's making every minute count. Making every minute count.
the mirror of your mind. You can find much more to get into. Make up your mind, baby, now is the time. Try to live life like a lover. Time to keep time from keeping you down. Time to get yourself together, making every minute count. Making every minute count, making it groovy. Making love, making it now. If you know a better way of going, you know you better show me how.
Because that's what I try to do, make it every minute count. Spanky and our gang.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
Heaven knows you're getting to me. Head to toe, I'm hooked completely. When you look at me so sweetly, and I hear you say that word again, is it time for me to be heard again?
Sure Shot 45. I've been trying to make that a hit for years now on the TNA record label. Morning Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Morning Rain, and great tune there from early 1970. And Can I Believe in You? Here's Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what you do. close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing.
Tommy Boy's Bobby Hart. They wrote hits for Jane the Americans, the Monkees, Curtis Lee, and they wrote themselves a top 10 hit there, topping the charts there in early 68.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave, where you never hear the same songs over and over and over and over.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
Oh, no. Baby, something's wrong. Oh, no, 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 no. That old time fire is gone. It's not so much things you say, love. It's what you don't say I'm afraid of. I could taste it, but girl, your eyes tell me it's wasted.
One guy I've never seen in concert. I hope I get to see him in concert one of these days. Although I found out recently that I guess you could just about see anybody in concert, as it was just about a week and a half ago or so. I got to see Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison in concert. Okay, I wasn't in heaven. I was at a rock and roll hologram concert featuring those two, Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and it was amazing. And the people who sat around me, I took it upon myself to question a lot of people, and everybody agreed it was just an amazing show. I mean, this technology is incredible. I mean, we'll get to see everybody either up in heaven when we get there, or here in on planet Earth. We'll see just about anybody you want to see one of these days. They can recreate anybody through these hologram shows. It was truly amazing technology. So if you get a chance to see those hologram shows, like the one that I saw, Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly, It was a great evening, so check it out. Anyway, it's time for my Mystery Oldie 45. It's where I play a record. You get one guess only. We play just for fun. You got to tell me who's doing the record. You can call me up now or after the show. The number to call here in the studio is 609-948-4487. Once again, jot down that number and save it. 609-948-4487. Or simply send me an email. Subject of the email should say Mystery Oldie. And of course, don't forget, one guess only. The email address, dave@davetherave.com. This was a hit record, so it's kind of an easy Mystery Oldie, but who is doing this record? Yes, and take a guess. You might be a Mystery Oldie winner.
Kiss me. There's only one thing wrong with the way that you kiss me.
Kiss me, yeah.
Now your kisses are sweeter than sugar and plenty strong enough.
Pretty slow. I'm not practicing. Maybe I'll enter a kissing contest. They got dancing contests, and Day the Rave is ready for a kissing contest. Well, that's my Mystery Oldie contest. You got to tell me who's doing the record. Once again, call me up now after the show, 609-948-4487, or email me. Once again, subject of the email should say Mystery Oldie, and that email address is dave@davetherave.com, and be a Mystery Oldie winner. Let's see what's in the garage.
Now this girl you all know, she leave you, you go home. Her looks all right with me, she just fits me to a T. She loves to dance all night, way up until midnight. But the stars are shining bright, she dances with delight. One time. When she comes walking by,
yes,
catches everybody's eye.
Yes,
but if you try to take her home,
yes,
she just say, leave me alone.
Yes,
once again now.
Yes,
walking by.
Yes, I know.
Catches everybody's eye.
Yes, I know.
But if you try to take her home,
yes,
she just say, leave me alone.
Yes, I know.
We're singing.
Yes, I know.
Baby.
Yes, I know.
One time.
Yes, I know.
Please, please.
Garage Sound there for 1967 out of the Chicago area, group called The Prophets on the Twin Sound record label, produced by Ray Graffia of the New Colony Six. The Prophets and a tune called Yes I Know, and Caveman, who wrote to me begging me to sell him my copy of that particular record. Well, I guess he knows I'm not selling my copy.
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities, ho 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 ho. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, I actually discovered this record courtesy of a cool request from Kevin Buxton in Campbellsport, Wisconsin. It's a great record by a group called The Characters. That I love the record on the Red Leaf record label out of Canada. The group called The Characters. A very cool request here from Kevin Buxton. Thank you for letting me discover that record. The Characters, once again, in the tune called Tell Me. Well, I'll tell you one thing. This coming Thursday, you know what I'm talking about. It's a holiday coming up. Yes, indeed. Yes, Thanksgiving holiday. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Flying, and I
course, every day I'm playing records for you. It's a holiday for me, that's for sure. 69 for that one, The Intruders on the Gamble record label. Every day is a holiday. Well, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving holiday. And thank you so much for joining me here on the Relics of Rarity Show, because I love playing the records for you. I really do. If you got a special Lost 45, well, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Well, just about everything anyway. Try me. Call me up, 609-948-4487, or simply send me an email, dave@davetherave.com. And of course, you can check out my website for some archive shows, www.davetherave.com. Gobble, gobble, everybody! And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.